AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. China's president says he plans to visit Moscow next week, a trip that will both boost Vladimir Putin and highlight Beijing's global ambitions. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a big shot in the arm for Putin with his troops bogged down in Ukraine. His spokesman says Putin will host Xi Jinping for dinner Monday. China's tried to project itself as neutral in the Ukraine war, though it's refused to condemn Russia's invasion, which it claims NATO provoked. The U.S. says it'll oppose any bid by Xi to propose a ceasefire while in Moscow.
Effectively, the ratification of Russian conquest.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is urging Xi to also speak with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to avoid any one-sided proposals. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of alleged involvement in kidnappings of children from Ukraine. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey says his government would move ahead with ratifying Finland's NATO application, paving the way for the country to join the military bloc ahead of Sweden. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer found responsible for the death of George Floyd, was back before a Minnesota judge.
Your Honor, we have reached a resolution whereby Mr. Chauvin will be entering a plea of guilty to counts 7 and 8 of the complaint.
This time, the charges are tax evasion. Chauvin and his now ex-wife were charged with multiple counts of underreporting their income and failing to file tax returns. The parent company of Silicon Valley Bank is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following the failure and seizure of the bank last week. The bankruptcy filing by the company is not a surprise, with much of the company now under the control of banking regulators. This is AP News. The Russian pilots involved in an incident with a U.S. drone are going to be honored.
Though Moscow denies that its warplanes hit the drone, the defense minister praises the Russian pilots for preventing the U.S. surveillance drone from flying over an area of the Black Sea the Moscow says is off limits. The pilots will be given state awards after what happened in what Russia calls a no-flight zone it established in the area near Crimea as the fighting in Ukraine goes on. The U.S. says the drone was over international waters when a pair of Russian warplanes dumped fuel on it, and then one of them clipped the drone's propeller, and the drone had to be brought down. A pro-Kremlin political analyst says the plan to honor the Russian pilots will get strong support from that nation's people. I'm Rita Foley.
Ford is recalling more than 1 million vehicles in 2 actions to fix leaky brake hoses and windshield wiper arms that can break. Ford says it's aware of 1 crash with no mention of injuries due to the problem. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.